Today, over a million cigarette stores coast to coast are featuring Chesterfields, the only cigarette that names all its ingredients, the cigarette that's much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste, and, most important, no unpleasant aftertaste.
Sound off, sound off, sound off for Chesterfield.
Good evening, folks, a big hello. We're here to start the Cosby Show. There's lots of laughs and plenty of fun, so settle back with a milder one.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Smile like a Chesterfield and do it
today.
Welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in Palm Springs, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Doug Collins and the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Mr. Bob Hope and Miss Kay Starr. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from the Polo Grounds in Palm Springs, California, in conjunction with the 16th Annual Desert Circus Week, we bring you that old cowhand, Bing Crosby.
Well, Ken, you know, we're all cowboys this week. What a gala week it's going to be. Keld Carnival. We got a barbecues, big parades, got the kangaroo court, the animal circus, big celebration, isn't it, Ken?
Oh, it certainly is. You know, Bing, it's really a thrill doing our show before all these people who have assembled out here in the blazing sun.
The blazing sun is right. What a setting. Isn't this beautiful? Yeah. Isn't this remarkable? With the snow-capped Mount San Jacinto looking down at us and saying, look at those idiots, baking their brains out.
That's what the folks come here for.
What's that?
It's the sun, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a little overdone, too, right now.
You realize this is the first time we've ever done a broadcast out in the open air?
Well, with Bob Hope as our guest, I think it's a good idea.
Let's see what you mean.
Oh, say, I think I see what we've been talking about, too. Ladies and gentlemen, It gives me great pleasure at this time to present a fine gentleman, a fine comedian, my buddy, the honorary mayor of Palm Springs, Mr. Bob Hope.
Just got in from Cathedral City, buddy.
Hiya, boy.
Hiya, buddy.
Hiya, boy.
What's doing?
Where are we here? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Take it up somewhere. That's three.
Wind just took my script to Banning here.
Well, get a load of that cowboy suit, you man.
Well, get a load of yours.
You're ready, ain't you, boy?
Come on.
Look at here. Creep along and drag along.
Hoppy and sloppy.
Yeah.
Say, I didn't see you at the kangaroo court yesterday. I was there.
Well, you got the pouch for it.
But you were a big hit at the barbecue. You look very smashing, lashed onto that spit with an apple in your mouth.
I haven't got that. Where is that?
Anyhow, it's wonderful having you here with us at the Polo Grounds, Mallet Head.
Mallet Head, if my water pistol wasn't loaded with taboo, I'd let you have it.
I have a bal de tete in mind.
Why don't you send it to the hospital? Say, let me ask you.
Say, Crisco Chin.
Yes, Jello Jowls.
What is it? You know quite a lot about horses, don't you?
I am an expert on horses. Why do you ask?
Well, the parade is just finished. Here's a broom. Get over to the main street and get to it.
I'll slip on my wedgies and get right in. Come here.
What?
Did you watch the parade?
Watch it. I was in it.
You were?
I marched up and down Indian Avenue all morning with a sign on my back.
I have news for you. You weren't in the parade. You were picketing the Western Union office.
Why they made me wear that bicycle clip on my pants leg.
Did you sound a little off your rocker today, Dad? You sure this hot sun isn't too much for you?
I can stand heat. I've got a Marilyn Monroe calendar.
I Listen, Dad. I had no idea you were an art collector.
No, really?
No.
But don't worry about the sun. After all, it goes down behind the mountain about 4 o'clock.
That's right. The sun goes down at 4 o'clock. Everybody goes inside and gets oil for the next day.
That's a pretty hokey joke, Zelma.
Pretty lame, wasn't it?
Truman chose not to run. We may have to.
Well, if we run, it won't be the first time we took it on the lam, Morgan Troy.
I guess not. Well, we don't have to worry here in Palm Springs. I got police protection. After all, I'm the honorary mayor.
See, I've been wondering about that. Charlie Farrell is the mayor. You're the honorary mayor. How come you're not the mayor?
Well, I'm still in pictures, you see.
Hey, Dad.
Look at Pinky out there. Pinky West laughing at us.
Hey, Dad, you'll be the real mayor before you know it.
Yeah. There's a joke there somewhere. I wish I could identify. You know, those ears of yours look familiar. Haven't I seen you in the Burrow train?
Say, you might tie a bandana around that nose of yours, too. People will think the tramway's been built.
What would you do without my nose?
That's your problem, kid. Say, Rob, any idea?
Yes.
Tell me, what have you been doing? A big celebration going on during this week. You been living it up?
No, I've been home every night. I've been reading a book.
What are you reading? Catcher in the Rye or Mr. President?
No, I picked up a book in Indio called The Sex Life of a Date.
Are you thinking of buying a date farm?
I don't know. I'll have to see how the book comes out first.
I'm surprised you could put it down.
I only read about a page a night.
That should do it. Say, Bob, I don't mean to be bossy or anything, but I got to point something out. You delayed us a bit, you know. You were late for the broadcast.
What are you talking about? I was here when the show started.
I didn't see you. Where were you?
Well, I was out in the audience hustling suntan oil.
How many bottles did you get rid of?
Oh, I don't know, maybe 4, 5, 6 dozen.
I presume we'll have a more accurate accounting later,
You can trust me. You'll get your cut.
I don't want a cut. I want half.
Yeah, who thought of it?
Who made it?
Who needs it?
Everybody needs it. What are you trying to do, kill our racket?
Maybe the sun is too hot for me.
Well, look, Dominic, why don't you relax for a few minutes? I got to sing a song right into it.
I sing a little too, you know.
Well, we'll work you in later. Just don't... Don't phone us. We'll phone... Folks, the opening selection is a current popular tune titled Be My Life's Companion. And as I sing, Mr. Hope will pass amongst you with the oil.
And I also rub it a little. Get your suntan lotion here, folks. It's the only oil that contains vitamin B, riboflavin, yammy yogurt, wheat, germ, and chlorophyll.
Hey, don't oversell it. I'll take it easy. Go ahead. Life's companion.
Be my life's companion and you'll never grow old. I'm gonna love you so much that you never grow old. When there's joy in living, you just never grow old. You've gotta stay young, 'cause you'll never grow old. People who are lonely can be old at 33. Don't let it happen to you. Don't let it happen to me. Be my life's companion and you'll never grow old. You'll never grow old. No, you'll never grow old.
Never, never.
Love and youth and happiness are yours to have and hold. Be my life's companion and you'll never grow old. I know a man who's lonely and he's only 33.
No one wants to be old at 33.
'Cause your disposition sours like a lemon on a tree.
Don't let it happen to you.
Don't let it happen to me. Be my life.
Be my life's companion
and you never grow old.
Never, never.
I'll love you so much
that
You'll never grow old.
Never.
Love and youth and happiness are yours to have and hold.
Be my life's companion. Be my life's companion. And you'll never grow old.
The mask is off.
That's right, folks. The mask is off in cigarette advertising. Chesterfield is first to name all of its ingredients because you should know what gives you the best possible smoke.
Chesterfield uses the right combination of the world's best tobaccos, pre-tested by laboratory instruments for the most desirable smoking qualities, and kept tasty and fresh with tried and tested moistening agents, pure natural sugars, chemically pure, harmless, far more costly glycerol. Only these are entirely safe for use in the mouth, as proved by over 40 years of continuous use in tobacco products. And your Chesterfield is wrapped in cigarette paper of the highest purity, the best that money can buy. Remember, the world's best tobaccos, pure, costly moistening agents, the best cigarette paper that money can buy, nothing else.
We name our ingredients because you should know what gives you the best possible smoke. A smoke that's much milder with an extraordinarily good taste. And most important, no unpleasant aftertaste. Ask your dealer for Chesterfields. They satisfy millions. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to present one of our foremost girl singers. The very popular, very talented recording artist whose big hit now on the recordings is Wheel of Fortune, Miss Kay Starr.
Thanks, Bing.
Hiya, Kay.
Hiya, Bob.
Kay, are you lucky you bumped into me? I have here some wonderful suntan oil, and it's only 50 cents a bottle.
Well, I'm sorry, Bob, but I never do any sunbathing. Is this stuff good for anything else?
I don't know. What's your trouble?
Not here at all. No.
Makes a wonderful salad dressing.
Say, what are you going to sing for us, Kay?
Well, I have a record out now called Don't Tell Him What Happened to Me. I thought I might do that today. Is that
well,
right?
I won't blab it around at all.
Right.
You go ahead and sing, Kay. Come on, Buster. Let's get out in the audience and unpedal the lotion.
What he does and tell me who he knows. But don't tell him what happened to me. If he says his life now is like a song, tell him he was right and tell him I was wrong. But don't tell him what happened to me. Let him remember me as I if they thrill him half as much as mine. But don't tell him what happened to me. Ask him if the new kisses are divine. as much as mine. But don't tell him, don't tell him what happened to me.
Oh, that was great, Kay. I'll tell him you're in the money. Wonderful. We certainly loved it. Now, I think we should let all the folks listening know what a really delightful place Palm Springs is. Miss Starr, Mr. Hope, and myself will enact a few scenes to give everyone a picture of life in this desert paradise. Mr. Carpenter, would you explain further, please?
Gladly. Folks, as you know, Palm Springs is one of the world's most famous winter playgrounds. It has everything: swimming, golf, tennis, horseback riding, and other attractions too numerous to mention. So now we will present a series of vignettes to show you...
Vignettes?
Yes.
Vignettes. Can you do that?
Yes.
Is that French for eggs or what?
Go along, Ken.
Shall
go along.
I'll be back. We will now present a series of omelets to give you a more vivid picture. To give you a more vivid picture of what Palm Springs has to offer. Palm Springs is a health resort. This warm, clear desert air is an elixir, a veritable tonic for all those who are run down. We now pick up a couple of typical visitors in Palm Springs as they meet on the main street.
Howdy, stranger.
Howdy, stranger. What are you doing here in Palm Springs?
Well, I came here for my asthma.
Really? Any luck?
Yeah, first day here, I got it.
Yes, Palm Springs is a health resort. It's also fast becoming one of the golf capitals of the world.
Vignette number one.
Fast becoming one of the golf capitals of the world, with two championship golf courses, Thunderbird and Tamarisk. We now take you to the first tee of one of these courses, where an out-of-town visitor is talking things over with his caddy.
Oh, caddy. Yes, master.
This is what I call proper casting. Bring my clubs here, Kadir.
Yes, my lord.
What a cornball this guy is.
No comments, Rollo. Hand me my bag.
Yes, your worship.
Oh, gee, what... Oh, what a capital idea, sewing up the legs of your wife's bloomers to make a golf bag.
Yes, but there's only one thing wrong with it. Pink shows grass stains something awful.
Pretty, though. Pretty with the ruffles and the picot edge and everything.
Don't you like that?
Yes. Little girlish, though.
I know. I walked past the post office today with it, and the mailbag chased it for three blocks. Well, I guess I better take a few practice swings.
Oh, look how his stomach hangs out there. If this boy isn't equipped with radar, he'll never find the ball.
Quiet. Now, Kadee, I want a little information. This is the first time I played this course, you know.
I shall tell you all about it, Your Highness.
Your Highness, I'm going to have a tough time getting out of tipping this boy. Now, how long is this first hole?
475 yards straight ahead, sir.
475 yards straight ahead. Probably a 7-iron. I don't know.
I'll close the face a little.
And which way is the wind?
From the southwest.
475 yards straight ahead, and the wind is in the southwest.
Righto.
Oh, hand me my driver there. No, my cleek. No, my driver. That'll be it.
Here you are.
Baffy. Yes, my driver. Yes.
Here you are.
Now, let's see.
Baffy, where did you get that?
I saw your set. Now, let's see. I'm all set. 475 yards straight ahead.
Righto.
I have my glove adjusted.
Wind's from the southwest.
I have my stance there.
Yes.
Wind from the southwest.
Yes.
I got my driver right here in my hand.
But what are you waiting for?
Go find me a ball, and we'll start.
Gives you a rough idea of what Palm Springs is like. Now, Kay and Rob, while we're all out here, why don't we do a song for the folks, huh? A little ditty, a little lament of some kind?
Well, I'm always willing to step in and save a song for you. You know that.
Here's a novelty song. Soon, tune, room, tune.
You should never have rehearsed at the Chi-Chi. That was a mistake.
Roger's red. Say, here's a new novelty tune titled Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Bob Lechette for Pittsburgh.
Oh, let's go. Dust it off.
Now,
There's a pawn shop on a corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and we walk up and down 'neath the clock.
By the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but they ain't got a thing left to hawk.
She was peaches, she was honey, and she cost us all our money, 'cause a whirl round the town was her dream.
Are you all right up there?
I took her dancing, till her blue eyes were shining with the sights that they never had seen. If you should run into our golden-haired angel and ask her tonight for a date, well, she'll tell you somewhere there are a couple of rich millionaires who are calling again about eight.
There's a pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and these boys need to get 5 or 10.
From the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, gotta be with that angel of
I made this song. You got to use my melody.
Well, you check with the... Why don't we localize the ditty, then, to kind of give it a Palm Springs background? What do you think?
We're going to have some special material.
Yes. This may empty the arena.
Please, no bitterness. No rancor now.
All right.
This is for you, Bob.
There's a comic with a hose nose in Palm Springs, California. He won't need his writers today.
And why not, Dad?
He got his jokes from off the wall of a room at the Chi-Chi Bar.
You've
they
been
just talked and they that way.
There's a place called the Dollhouse in Palm Springs, California. And the girls at the Dollhouse look nifty. And if the lights were turned up bright, down at the Dollhouse, there's not a doll in the house under 50.
Get this gal. Who's she trying to kid?
Well, she's just trying to throw us off the track, Bob. Put us back on the beam. Now give us something real local.
Hoping
sweet,
you'd ask
and
me.
Tender.
There's a date ranch on the desert in Palm Springs, California, and each date they say must have a mate. Well, how a boy date knows a girl date, that's a problem that puzzles me.
Well, you'd soon learn if you were a date.
I knew you'd find a way. Everybody jump in now for a big finish. Are you ready?
There's a circus on the desert in Palm Springs, California, and everyone came here to play. When it's over, we'll be busted, so we'll all hop a choo-choo train and head for that pawn shop in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, PA.
Here's why you ought to be smoking Chesterfields. They're milder, much milder. They taste great, and most important, they leave no unpleasant aftertaste.
Now, the reason there's no unpleasant aftertaste from your Chesterfield is because there's nothing unpleasant in your Chesterfield. All we use, folks, is the right combination of the world's best tobaccos. Pure, costly moistening agents. The best cigarette paper that money can buy.
Yes, sir. These are the ingredients that give you the best possible smoke. Research will back me up on that. Chesterfield's research labs are the finest in the business.
And Bing, let's remind them that our chemists work with scientists from leading universities. And don't forget, Chesterfield has the newest and most modern of cigarette factories.
Add it up for yourself, friends. Finest factories, finest research, finest ingredients. All this to make Chesterfield the best possible smoke. Well, what are you waiting for anyway? Get with them, huh? Ask your dealer for Chesterfields today. Get down to your dealer's hurry run and ask him for the milder one.
Much milder with a better taste and no unpleasant aftertaste.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields and do it
today.
Yes, sir.
Here's the ballad hit of the season, I guess. Lovely melody, whimsical lyric.
to her, please, Mr. Sun. Speak to her, Mr. Rainbow, and take her under your branches, Mr. Tree. Whisper to her, Mr. Wind. Sing to her, Mr. Robin, and Mrs. Moonlight, put in a word for me. Tell her how I feel. This shouldn't end this way. Since you are all her friend, she's gonna listen to whatever you have to say. Babble to her, Mr. Brooks. Kiss her for me, Miss Raindrop. And watch to see they all do. Please, Mr. Sun. He's gonna listen to whatever you have to say. Babble to her, Mr. Brooks. Kiss her for me, Miss Raindrop. And watch to see they all do. Please, Mr. Sun.
Oh, yes. Please, Mr. Sun is right. Hang on tight, folks, because the cool, cool, cool of the evening will soon overtake us. Remember, friends, Chesterfields are much milder with an extraordinarily good taste. And most important, no unpleasant aftertaste. Ask your dealer for Chesterfields today.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Palm Springs, California, by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Miss Helen O'Connell and the Bell Sisters. All right.